The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Dedicators. Lately, we've been cranking the show into high gear. We're so excited about all of our upcoming live shows. But man, can they be exhausting.
Well, luckily, Care/of has got our back. Care/of is a monthly subscription service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. It can be really hard to know what vitamins or supplements you should be taking to keep you feeling great, but Care/of makes it easy to find out what you specifically need to be your healthiest.
Care/of's fun online quiz asks you about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices. It only takes 5 minutes to find out your personal scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendation. Whether you're traveling to different cities like us or running around chasing adorable baby reindeer like Matt, Care/of has got you covered.
Once you've completed the quiz, Care/of delivers daily vitamin and supplement packs customized to your recommendations to promote personal health and wellness. Your personalized subscription box will be sent right to your door every month, and daily vitamin and supplement packs great for a busy on-the-go lifestyle.
They even have a cool app that lets you track your progress and earn rewards when you remember to take your vitamins.
And Care/of offers vegetarian and vegan options. They've definitely got vitamins for you no matter what your dietary needs are.
All of our Dedicators can take 50% off their first month of personalized Care/of vitamins. Just go to takecareof.com and enter promo code martinis50.
That's takecareof.com and enter promo code martinis50 for 50% off your first month of personalized Care/of vitamins. Hey, everybody.
Hi, guys.
You got your shots ready for another shot?
I got my shots ready for another shot.
We're going to start right at the top here.
Let's get into the hard news of the day.
The hard news, which is last week we were in the middle of opening a gift that Matt got, and he mentioned...
We were in a little bit of like a hysterical fit.
There was a lot happening.
We were in the giggle fits.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there was a lot happening. And in the midst of all the chaos, I asked Matt to put... one pantyhose on his head.
You didn't say that, though.
Well, I said that, but then he goes, "What do you mean? It's just a pantyhose." And
oh, see, I thought you said pantyhose first. So it was Matt that said pantyhose.
Oh no, it was Matt. And lost in all of the chaos of him opening random gifts was the fact that he mentioned pantyhose as if it's a singular form of pantyhose.
It was not.
He actually thinks pantyhose
what?
Is spelled H-O apostrophe S.
I know. Yes, exactly. That's my point.
Like, that's how, like, oh, my pantyhose are tight today.
Right, exactly.
Like that's what
short
he...
Short form. I'm texting.
You're literally missing two letters. It's not short form.
It's short form.
It's not. It's pantyhose. H-O-S-E.
I know pantyhose, but hey.
The way you're saying it. The way you're saying it, though, is as if it's modifying a hoe.
It's like.
He is modifying a hoe.
I'm not sure that's what it is.
Or something. I mean, what,
do
I really want to spend the energy on two more characters?
We can't post the picture of him with the pantyhose on
over
top of his head.
One day when we reveal his identity, we will do that. But
because it, I mean, it literally doesn't even look like him.
Well, later that
but
night.
But it is fucking so funny.
Well, here's the thing. While he was putting it over his, by the way, I was like, Matt, put it on your head. And he just... like put it on the top of his head.
Yeah, he was just like,
and I was like, no, Matt, like put it over the top of your head, which he didn't understand. And I have video of me doing it, and I didn't remember I had video of that until later. So I'm texting Darren and Matt the videos, and I'm sitting on my couch in my apartment just dying by myself at how ridiculous this all was. But anyway, we wanted to bring it up because a lot of you were laughing at Panty Ho. We didn't want the moment to pass. And I don't know what else to say. I mean, Matt is an educated man.
I couldn't put...
Define educated.
Because it
has
a
job?
I don't even know.
Because it was a pantyhose, singular.
Oh, my
singular,
God.
Singular, one leg.
Oh, my God. That's what I'm saying. Like, who says that?
But again, he...
I couldn't put it over my
such
head.
Such a guy, right?
It was like, a slab of...
A slab?
He thinks that, like, the singular of hose is
did
ho.
Did he just say a slab?
That's what he said.
The pantyhose is on a slab? I don't know.
You know?
It's weird.
All right,
Matt, we're moving on.
Say.
I don't even know what to say.
We already recorded our episode for Sunday, so I can give the spoiler alert.
That.
And you'll find out why I'm like kind of nice to Matt on the recording. Mm-hmm. But I had lunch with my mom, and she wanted me to be nice to Matt just once with all the negativity in the world.
And
mom.
You agreed, but
and
it was
I agreed.
A bad idea.
And after we stopped recording, Matt was like, that was hard for you. And I feel like that only pertains to the murder episode. It doesn't pertain to another shot. So I feel like I can.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Grammatically kill Matt.
So for Susan, sure. Let's just get this straight. Your
Darren's
daughter,
mom, by the way.
Your daughter could not be nice to me for one day, for
I
one
could,
recording session.
42 minutes.
She could
I was
barely
nice to her 42
contain
minutes.
Herself.
Well, tune in
during,
on Sunday.
My mom's an engineer, and if she knew that you said pantyhose,
and
I'm pretty
slab.
Sure. Yeah, and slab. I'm pretty sure she would be fine with the way
know.
I treat you.
It feels
that's
weird.
Just me going on a limb.
It feels weird. Okay, we're moving on from Panty Ho, although I'm sure we'll have to bring this up in another episode somewhere.
Yeah, let's move on to Panty Ho to animals.
Yes.
And we have finally named our taxidermy gifts.
We have winners, though you don't really win anything except a shout out because we don't have a budget.
Yeah.
So, Darren, where do we begin? Do we start with Matt's?
Yeah, Matt, do you want to see what your...
We should set this up a little more, though. We asked you guys to give us the ideas.
We combed through Matt's Instagram.
Right.
To find our favorite ones. And let me tell you something. We can give you runners up. I mean, there
for
were plenty
sure.
of good ones.
Yeah.
Like, tons of good ones. Matt, what did you eventually go with for your bat?
Yeah, it was a very clear choice here.
The
my bat's name is Kevin.
And explain that.
And explain why it's Kevin.
And that is because the bat is hanging upside down, as bats often do.
Sure.
Right.
And
much like a pantyhose.
Multiple people... Yes, much like
much
a pantyhose
like panty
yes.
Much like a pantyhose on a slab.
Multiple people had this idea. Do we know who had
yes.
it first?
Yeah, we have...
First, I don't know, but
it's
a few of us...
It's hard to say now because
I mean,
it's like,
oh, it was... I could figure it out. I could figure it out.
Yeah, you could, but we shout out a bunch of people who said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Classic yes. Shelbs, Mama2NJ, Ashlyn621.
Others said it. Like,
definitely.
Had such clever names.
And it's because of well-hung Kevin.
Right, from a previous episode.
That's right.
If you don't know what that means, go listen to one of our best of episodes from December. You'll get all caught up.
You really wanted him to be Bat the Martender.
Yes,
but
that's right.
Sadly, it didn't roll off the
tongue. It did get the most likes in the comments, but...
It was close.
Kevin makes just more sense for the show.
I wanted him to be named Loser.
Loser.
But...
Moron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't work. Pantyho now, though, would have been good.
We'll save it for the next year's taxidermy animals that
that's
Megan
right.
delivers.
That's right.
So I had... Okay, so you and I both got a duck. Thanks, Megan.
Yes, we did.
I was scared of mine when I first opened it because it looked real.
Yep.
And mine is golden. Yours is like a regular kind of grayish.
Gray.
Yeah.
Fits our personalities.
So for mine... Actually, Darren, the same person came up with our names that we went with. So,
but do you have any runners up?
I do. So a close second was Snitch. And for those of you who love Harry Potter, you know... that it would resemble the golden snitch.
The Quidditch snitch,
which I believe someone mentioned. I don't know this well enough.
Bitches be snitching.
It's probably in the book Hogwarts A History, but or Quidditch Through the Ages, I should say. But I believe they originally used to play it with a real golden duck back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Didn't know that, but thank you for Bauer Ha, the user on Instagram, for suggesting that. But
what are you going with?
I went with... we love a good pun on the show.
Yeah.
And when I saw the same user, D Death Glam, which I'm only assuming means you're a mortician who puts makeup on dead people, if that's your username.
If not, I'm still into it.
If not, great.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that.
Or do you poison people with your makeup and that's how you kill them and get away with it, but they look good.
I love how your mind went
like
to that.
But it's like poisonous makeup.
Well,
these are just things we think about it.
Whomever you may
whoever
be.
Whoever you are.
Came up with the name... Serious Quack.
Even I know that reference because it's Sirius Black from HP.
Exactly. And I love that I didn't even have to tell you that. So that one just really made me giggle. And I think it's a good name. And it makes me like the duck a little bit more. I'm still a little bit scared of it, Megan, to be completely honest. But loved it. But then the same user came up with one for you, Darren.
Same user came up with one for me, and that's what we're going to go with. It's Quack the Ripper.
Love
from Jack
it.
The Ripper, which was great.
Yep.
I was really torn between Gordita.
That's a good one, too.
Which was great, because it does kind of look like a Gordita. I really liked Dan.
Dan is a good
Dan!
One.
Dan!
Your wife's here.
Hey, Dan. Your wife's here.
Hey, Dan.
Your wife is here.
Your wife is here. By the way, my friend Sean Kilby.
Love Sean.
Who I met. Yeah, you know Sean.
Yeah.
We were at Taylor Strecker's live show at Caroline's, and I met some people there.
Some listeners.
And before we were going that, Sean was telling me how much he likes the podcast, and he was like, that Dan, your wife is here is a great bit. And I was like, do you know the origin of this? He's like, no, I just think it's a great bit. I was like, you just like it? You don't even know the origin? He's like, I just think it's funny when you guys say
there
it.
There you go.
So it stands alone.
And you know what's funny is we don't have to tell anybody. You guys can just go find it in the episodes.
100%.
There you go. Okay, so to recap.
But yeah, Gordito was up there. Dan was up there. I like the idea of Duck a Goose. I like Lenford Crawford.
Lots of good ones.
They had a lot of good ones. You guys are so dedicated. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're going to go with Quack the Ripper on this one. I wanted to think of something for Kemper, but I couldn't think of a fun pun.
That one really stuck with you, the Kemper
episode.
Well, so just to recap, we have Quack the Ripper, Darren's duck.
Yep.
Sirius Quack, my duck. And Kevin the bat. Yep. Matt, where is your bat, by the way? Is it at home with you or is it here in the office?
It's still in the office.
Yeah. We might have to hang it up somewhere, like on your wall or something.
Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals?
Maybe it's spending too much time obsessing about true crime.
No, John, that can only be a healthy thing.
Well, then maybe it's Matt.
Yeah, his voice is probably giving people nightmares.
Well, dedicators, you can use BetterHelp online counseling.
Good point, John. Take a drink.
You can schedule video and phone sessions plus chat and text with your therapist.
And the licensed therapist specialized in depression, stress, relationships, LGBT matters, grief, and much more.
Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Martinis and Murder listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code MARTINIS.
So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/martinis.
Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/martinis.
By the way, we talked about on Sunday's episode, you know, I always Instagram during the episode, so you don't get to see it on Sunday.
Right.
And the same is going to be today.
Yeah.
But I will say that on Sunday's episode, you basically see that Matt has served us like no drinks, like he gave what, Megan, like a tersburn
I would say
of
it's
alcohol?
Like two or three tersburns at most.
Maybe. And I Instagrammed it and somebody wrote, are those leftovers?
Exactly.
At Baby Bev's. I was like, are those leftovers? Oh, my God.
I know.
Thank you.
It looks like someone else drank them, and then he sat them down in front of us. Anyway, we'll talk about it on Sunday's show.
We'll talk about it on Sunday's show, but it's like...
Yeah, so tune in. Okay, let's get to a Facebook question. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, Jackie on Facebook asks, what would your last meal on death row be, and why?
I mean, obviously, we go straight to Taco Bell.
I thought about this so many times, right? Because, like... food's so important. I like so many different meals.
Yeah.
I think it has to be like, what, $45 or less? I think that's what your last meal has to be. I think there's like a restriction on what it can be.
Yeah.
And like, I thought about it like, okay, you don't have to worry about calories.
No, absolutely not.
I'm thinking of the positives.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about calories. You're feeling bloated after.
You don't have to worry about heartburn.
No, you don't have to worry about heartburn.
She will no longer have a beating heart.
Right. Like, it should be something that you just, like, go all out, decadence, and it actually hits every single craving that just brings you happiness, right?
Sure.
I mean, listen, I love a Big Mac from McDonald's.
Okay.
I want 5 cheesy gordita crunches, but I also really like sushi. So it's like, what am I doing? Like, am I asking for an array?
Yeah.
Like, can it only be from one place? Because I feel like I do 2 cheesy gordita crunches.
Yeah.
Big Mac from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably like a plate of sashimi and sushi rolls.
Like, that is brilliant. It's brilliant because it's everything you love and it's
hitting all my taste buds.
High end and
it's highbrow, lowbrow. It's despicable brilliant. I'm
it's
a fucking
perfect.
New York Mag
it's
Matrix.
Matrix. Mine would be, you know, everyone thinks like what restaurant would you order from? Mine would be, this is kind of like sad.
If you say Chipotle,
no,
I will fucking
kill you. I don't really eat there anymore, but my grandmother makes a chicken casserole that is called Chicken Divan, and it's like, it's basically like cream of cheddar broccoli soup mixed up with chicken with like giant like broccoli pieces in it. It's like my all-time favorite dish. I would just want a whole casserole of that.
Your grandmother and I would eat
the whole thing. Yeah, my grandmother would deliver it to me.
Grandma makes the last meal.
I'm like, thanks, Granny. And like, she gives it to me and then I'm executed. I don't know if that's exactly how it would work, but
yeah,
that's what I would want. I don't know that I would want any, like, I don't know, anything from a restaurant. I don't know. I don't know that I want to think about it too hard either. You know what I'm saying?
I've thought about it.
No, Matt.
Am I allowed to speak?
Sure, I guess.
On this podcast?
Yeah, if you hurry
sure,
up.
Sure, Matt.
I would have a burrito from the Mission District in San Francisco.
Is it going to be one of your stupid vegetarian burritos? Or are you going to put actual fucking meat in there?
It would be a vegetarian burrito.
Yeah. That's like the most unsatisfying thing in the world.
Yeah.
Am I right?
It's probably, what I'm assuming it's just like beans and like avocados or something.
Oh my God.
Rice and lettuce, sour cream.
To all my San Francisco people listening, please.
Send us your burritos.
Send us burritos in the mail.
Megan, anyway. Do you have a last meal?
Yeah, Megan, what would you choose?
Take the mic.
She's taking Matt's mic here.
So I do really love sushi. It's my favorite.
Right, and it's expensive. So like, go for gold.
I haven't eaten any meat since I was a really little kid. Like,
I could go in so many different directions with that, Megan, and I'm gonna refrain.
Don't put her on the spot.
I won't. She's not Matt.
So what would you get? Just sushi?
I'd probably get some sushi.
Sushi boat?
But maybe also like, I don't know, hamburger or bacon.
Just
or
do
something.
It.
Just to try.
Just to try.
Are you a
pescatarian?
No.
So you don't eat fish either.
Mm-mm.
Oh, so if you're going to go with the risk of getting sushi, I mean, granted, you can get vegetarian sushi, so I'm not saying that, but like, then you might as well go for gold with the meat.
Yeah, well, there you go.
What if she's just like a dead fucking cow that I can kill myself and eat with my hands?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm taking it there, John.
Live cow primal. And like a butter knife.
Yeah. Okay.
Megan's the sickest.
This is getting weird, by the way. I wasn't expecting this to happen.
Well, let us know what your last meal would be, although that's such an ominous
thought. That's sad. Just tell us what your favorite dinner is. That's what we'll go with.
I just love food so much.
I know. Food is good.
I don't
really take advantage of New York City's food culture as much as I should because, I don't know, I feel like I don't have a lot of great food here in the city. I know you do because you know all the good spots.
Oh, my God. I'll take you out, baby.
Yeah,
you have to leave your apartment, though, sweetie.
Oh, that's why. Nope, that's not happening.
Yeah.
That's
not happening. Actually, I do want to shout out somebody, and I forget the handle, but someone on Instagram said that you should name your duck company because you don't go out. And so you could be like, I have company over. And that way it gives you your social status.
That's fair. I like
so
that.
So I feel like that's hitting the mark too.
Maybe
Let's
it's middle name.
Let's give that person a shout out.
Maybe its middle name can be company. Yeah.
So Serious Quack
Company
Thrasher.
Thrasher, there
what
we go.
What a name. Refined.
Do I want to give it my last name? We'll see. I don't know. It's a dead duck. Speaking of, it's your baby.
It's your
Megan
baby.
Speaking of never leaving my apartment, somehow
they've
dragged me out, and we're going to be doing a couple of live shows here in New York. Well, actually, sorry, one in New York, one in Austin. Darren, we have the New York City show at Gramercy Theater.
Death Becomes Us Festival.
Yeah.
It's hosting us for an hour or two, doing a live show on March 23rd.
Tickets are on sale February 22nd, so if you're listening to this on Thursday when the episode drops, that's tomorrow.
I'm gonna wear a pantyhose.
Oh, no.
Actually.
You know what? We were saying this when you put it on your head.
Though.
It's like it disguises your face so much. Like, it really does not look like you.
It makes me more comfortable.
But I look absolutely hideous.
You look like Richard Nixon. Smush.
Yes.
Like
that's a
good
way.
Like a Play-Doh Richard
Nixon. Yeah,
exactly.
Nixon. Like
smushed Richard Nixon. Is
like,
what
you know
that
of. Facetune app where you can like smudge your face?
Yeah.
It looks like that. On
but
that.
Like, you know how, you know a caricature of Richard Nixon?
Yes.
Like the Halloween masks of Richard Nixon?
Ooh,
that's
what
exactly he looks
what
like.
It is.
Smushed.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So Matt, you have to think about that. Maybe there's a new disguise. We evolved the show into
We're
the
not
reindeer.
Sure if Matt's going to be there. We haven't invited
we
him
haven't.
Yet.
That's true. We don't even
We're
know
We're making
be there.
A game time decision.
We're also going to be at South by Southwest coming up in just a couple of weeks, the weekend of March, what is that, 9th, I believe?
Yeah. March 8th through 10th. We're going to be doing a live show, I believe, Saturday, March 9th. It's going to be at the Container Bar. Please come. It's an awesome bar. We'll all be there. I might, if there's enough of you that come, John Thrasher might come out.
I might be Skyping in.
Listen,
for that
there has
show.
To be like 4 million people there, but I feel like if we rally the troops,
there you go.
Rally the dedicators, they will come and support you.
Support me
to get you out.
That's what you need to come onto the stage first and then round up everyone's applause that I actually got out of my apartment to join you. And then maybe I'll think about coming.
Yeah. Okay.
And we'll have specifics about whether or not you need a badge for that stuff very soon. Frankly, keep an eye on our social media because that's where we'll be announcing it first. But then we'll, of course, announce it on the show. But
absolutely.
If you're in the Austin area, we hope to see you there.
Yeah.
Darren, who can forget our absolutely adorable Milkshakes and Magic episode of the show with Miles and Maggie the bartenders?
It was maybe my favorite episode of our show ever. They were so adorable.
Well, while they were here, we were talking about How to Train Your Dragon, and we have to mention How to Train Your Dragon The Hidden World comes out this weekend.
Oh my God, that's right. I wish we could go see it with Miles and Maggie. Not Matt, obviously.
No, not Matt. But do you think Matt would let us just take his kids without him?
I mean, listen, they're way cooler and more fun, and he doesn't pay attention. So yeah, okay, we should at least ask him.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, for those of you listening, How to Train Your Dragon The Hidden World comes out February 22nd in theaters, and you can get your tickets now on Fandango.com. All right, that's it for this week's episode. For now, Darren.
Thank you, guys. It's snowing in New York right now. I'm getting drunk because Matt gave me whiskey on the rocks.
I was going to say, you're halfway done that drink already.
I feel good.
Well, Sunday's episode is really interesting. It's a different type of show than we're used to doing.
It's a feel-good Sunday show.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It's a belated Valentine's Day episode.
Okay.
In many ways, and we explain. And I just want to thank everyone who came out to Taylor Strecker's show on Monday at Caroline's. I met a couple fans, and you guys were so sweet. You gave me case suggestions. I loved it. Thank you so much.
There you go. All right. We'll see you guys on Sunday.
Bye.